This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Heidi Ganahl is the Republican candidate for Colorado governor. She will challenge incumbent Democrat Jared Polis in November after winning her party's primary Tuesday. With the primary settled last night, Ganahl asked Republicans to look forward.
Put aside our differences. We have one goal now, one goal, and that is to beat Jared Polis this fall.
In the race for a U.S. Senate seat, Joe O'Dea is the Republican primary winner. In his victory speech, he talked about appealing to voters in November.
They want a voice. They want to know that their government has their back and it hasn't had it for so, so long. That's why we're here.
O'Dea will face Democratic incumbent Senator Michael Bennett in the general election. A school district north of Denver has filed a lawsuit against the State Board of Education. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports the suit comes after the board ordered the district to reorganize and possibly dissolve.
The complaint represents the first court challenge by a school district testing the state's 2009 accountability law. The law allows the state to intervene if a district has had low academic performance 5 years in a row. The Adams 14 district says the state's order is unconstitutional because it targets mainly high-poverty districts with large numbers of students of color. The Colorado Department of Education says the State Board of Education followed its obligations to intervene in the struggling district. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Gas prices in Colorado are down slightly over the past 2 weeks. The AAA says the statewide average is down 9 cents per gallon, but prices are still about $1.80 higher than they were 1 year ago. Temperatures are high again across the state, with highs in the 90s this afternoon in Denver and Colorado Springs. It should be a little cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.